Praise God. You're listening to Kingdom Concepts. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in. Hallelujah, God is good, and His mercy endureth to all generations. His kindness, His loving kindness, His unfailing love, His tenderness, His faithfulness endures. God is holy, and He is merciful. God also has judgment. He's righteous. And He will judge wickedness. God will teach us how to please Him. We don't have to wonder. We can know. In Micah, the book of Micah, chapter 6, we hear of the Lord's judgment. The punishments of Israel. But I want to share something with you from Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, in verse 28 through 34, the scribes had come together. They were listening to Jesus speak. He had just given a parable. And the Pharisees were trying to catch Jesus up in His words, and they were asking about taxes, if it was lawful to pay taxes to Caesars, and they came up with another question about the resurrection, and who would get if a woman and her husband's died, and who would take this woman, which of the brothers, and so on and so forth. And they created this scenario that was meant to be confusing and to trip Jesus up in His words. And He told them, he said that God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Well, this answer really got the scribes thinking. In verse 28, it reads like this. Verse 28 of chapter 12 in the book of Mark. It says, "Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceived that he had answered them well. speaking of the Lord, and he asked them, which is the first commandment of all? So he wants to know, what's the greatest, the most important commandment of all? Knowing that God had many statutes and he had taught the people many things as far as how to please him and to walk godly and holy in his in his eyes, which no man could do. Well, Jesus answered them and he said, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Excuse me, that is the first of all the commandments, the greatest of all the commandments, is hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the greatest commandment. And then Jesus went on and he said, and the second, like it, it's this, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And there is no greater commandment than these. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord. The greatest is that the Lord your God is one. And that you should love him with all of your heart and all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. And the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself. And these are the greatest commandments, because on these two things hinge all of the commandments and all of the prophets. Everything that the prophet said, it hinged on these principles. So all of your perception and all of your faculty of thought, all of your strength and all of your heart, all of your soul, the essence of who you are, you should give that to the Lord and to the worship of the Lord, to the love of God. And then when you turn around and look at your neighbor, you should love them as much as you love yourself. That might... You know, to me, I'm so thankful that God has made it so concise for us. Today I want to go into the book of Psalms. And I think last time we stopped at verse 8. And I want to pick up at verse 9. And Psalm 119 is talking about the goodness, the excellency of God's word. It's talking about keeping his commandments and his precepts and his statutes, his testimonies. And when we break it down to these two things that Jesus said, it sort of brings everything into focus and it gives us a good foothold and a firm foundation. So in the light of those scriptures that I just read, I want you to hang on to that, and I want you to sort of look at that through those lenses as we approach Psalms 119. So before I get started, I'd just like to say a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the breath of life. And you are mighty and you are everlasting. You are holy. And we want to give you worship. We want to confess that you are God. And we ask that you would cleanse us from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sins, Lord. We ask that you would hear our prayers, Lord God, for destruction and death and deceit is among us, Lord. And we need you more every passing moment. Allow us to draw nearer to you in purity and singleness of heart and of mind. Allow us to do as you have spoken to us through your word made flesh. Allow us to love you with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul and all of our strength. Allow us, Lord God, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Teach us, Lord, to walk in your ways. Keep us from crafty devices of the wicked, from dominions and powers and authorities that would bring us into bondage and draw us away from you, Lord God. For your throne is exalted high above all thrones. And Lord God, your dominion is the dwelling place of the righteous. And if the foundations be destroyed, Lord, what can the righteous do? For we know you are a living God, not a God made from stone or from brass or from straw or from wood, not an idol set up in our minds or in our hearts, but the living and true God who looks down from heaven upon the children of men, a God who hears from his holy place and saves us. Vindicate us by your strength, Lord, and hear our prayers. For there is oppressors among us and enemies to the truth, Lord God. Lord, be glorified in us. Help us to live lives that are pleasing in your sight. O Holy One, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Hallelujah. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the word of God. By loving him with his whole heart, with his mind, his soul, with all his strength. By not being drawn away by the distractions and the lusts of this world. For there is many distractions, there's many things that will pull you away from the light that is in Jesus Christ. That will pull you off the path of righteousness, that would cause you to sin against God and to walk the path of destruction. Our world, our society is filled with traps and filled with snares. Cunning devices that would make merchandise of you. People that would put out images and sounds and all different kinds of words and do all different kinds of acts of manipulation and deceit to profit from your energy, to profit from your pain, to profit from your labors, to reap your harvest, to build up their kingdoms and to build up their walls as you sit outside destitute, as you sit in the low, dark places. In destitution, they sit in their high places, having deceived and having robbed and having killed, having brought destruction, and they laugh and they scorn. But if you would want to cleanse your way, if you want to be blessed, ask the Lord to teach you his way. And when he does, give him the credit. Tell others who have not found it, him. Tell others who have not seen him. Tell others who do not know his mercy and his kindness and his love and his saving grace. Tell them of the wonderful things that God has done. Tell those that don't know him. And praise him. And rejoice in the things that he teaches you. Rejoice that he has shown you his statutes, and rejoice that he's shown his way. That you would know how to walk in a way that was pleasing to him. Rejoice in the fact that he's blessed you with riches and health and peace and joy. That he's protected you, that he's brought you out of bondage, that he's lifted you up from that place of shame and and rejection or whatever he's brought you from, praise him and declare it, because there's power in the praise. Be delighted in God's word. Don't try to explain it away. Don't try to deny it. Don't try to run from it. Embrace it. Throw yourself into his word with all of your heart. Meditate on it. Think about it. Do it. Psalms 119, verse 17. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. Hallelujah. He's praying. You can ask the Lord to bless you. You can ask the Lord to have mercy on you. You can come. He has prepared a way, and that way is Jesus Christ. You can confess your sins, that you've sinned against God. You can confess all those things that you, the times that you've denied the prompting and of the Holy Spirit to receive Jesus and to turn away from your sin. He's just waiting for you to ask. Just confess your sins. Receive Jesus as your Savior. And confess him before men the things that he's done for you. Verse 19, I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. You know, we can have eyes, but we may not see. We can have ears, and we may not hear. We can reject God and not even see the things of God. There's things about each one of us that no one can know but us. And no one would know those things unless we reveal those things to them. Then there's another way that is about us, that there's things about us that no one would know unless they're intimate with us and they spend time with us and they're around us to watch us and to be with us in times when we don't really know someone's watching. They can watch how we react to things, respond to things. They can see our body language. They can hear our voice. They can see the things that we do when we feel that we're in that private place that only those who are intimate can enter. They can know us in a way that others wouldn't. And then there's another way about us where we project a certain image that we want people to see of us when we're in public or when we want to make an impression, when we feel we want to put up a shield. Well, God is the same way. And if you really want to know him, the best way to know him is to get into that private place with him, that intimate place, that place where you're together with him when no one's looking, and it's just you and him, and you sit and you listen and you watch, you keep your eyes on him, you open up your ears and you listen to him, you open up your arms to him, you open up your heart, you become intimate with him, and you spend that intimate time with him as you would with someone that you let into your intimate space. And you will see something that you cannot see unless you have that intimacy. There's plenty of people who explain away the book. They explain away the scriptures. They misrepresent the truth of God. Some people intentionally misguide and discourage and set impediments in people's way so that they can't even enter into the kingdom of heaven when they're, and they don't enter in themselves, but they set up blocks so other people can't. But when you have an intimate relationship with God through Jesus Christ, when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, no man, nothing can separate you from God's love. No one can pluck you out of his hand. Hallelujah. No one can explain away that faith that God has put in your heart by showing you his mercy, by bringing you out of the house of bondage, the things that he has shown you and spoken to you and put in your heart are too real, and no man can explain that away. Just as you can't explain it to them, they have to get it on their own. Hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. My name is Keith Fields. You've been listening to Kingdom Concept.